Okay, welcome to our pre-show. There's a little... See? There's some bonus material you get if you watch the video cast. And you guys only listening right now to the pre-show on the audio, you don't know what it is that the video people got. And I'm not going to tell you. And I'm not going to tell you. It's my 805 hat. Oh. Okay, well, what the fuck? Did he score a hat trick? Well, there's one. One goal. 4-2. Kings over Arizona. Carter is getting the kudos of the game. He gave his stick away, all kinds of shit. I don't know. Maybe that was his, like, 100th goal of the... I don't know. Let me just be a little bit louder drinking that. Is it okay? How about that? She came from planet Claire. So I went in today, as you guys know, to the doctor yesterday, actually. And I went in yesterday. Today being tomorrow and yesterday being, you know, today. And I had to do this big prep. I'm not going to tell you exactly what this test was, but if you're over 50 and you've had it, you can probably guess. And I'm sorry, you know, but it's like when you hit 50, there's all this shit's got to get done. If you'll pardon the expression, shit. And you do. You got to make sure that you have regular this. You got to have a regular that. You got to have a regular something else. I maintain personally that all of this goddamn testing has more to do with the doctors not wanting to get sued. And I don't blame them. So they want to cover all their bases, right? So they say, well, get your prostate checked, you know, every 5 seconds. And you go, do I really need to? No, but I don't want to get fucking sued for malpractice if something happens. So... And then the insurance companies say, what do we got to pay for all these fucking tests, though? And the doctors go, it's either that or we, you know, we get sued. We won't honor your fucking insurance. It's as simple as that. See? There's all kind of fucking things that are going on with insurance. Anyway, I had one of those tests. It wasn't a prostate test, but I had a test. And it's a test that you have to either be sedated for or just knocked out. Now, it's not painful. It's just a long... It's about anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour. It's not as crazy as it sounds, but it's just, you know, it's like... Do you want to be awake for it and just sort of sedated? Because, like, I had a vasectomy. And they actually gave me a sedation before I went in for it. And I asked them why. They said, most guys are nervous when you're, you know, operating on their balls. And I said to them, I guess that makes me weird because I don't really, you know, it's not scaring me. And maybe it should have, but they gave me a sedation. They gave me a Quaalude. I'm kidding. They gave me some Xanax, some shit. Or I could have just not had it, but they recommended it, so I took it. anyway, I got knocked out for it. Because I said, how long? They said, 30 minutes to an hour. I said, oh, I gotta fucking be awake for that shit. So the funny thing about it is, if you've ever been knocked out for a surgery, this is how it goes. This is exactly how it goes. You're laying there. They plug you in, you know, and the guy says, my anesthetologist said, he's a real witty guy. He said, see you later. That's what he said to me before he pumped in the, you know, the kind of the knockout juice. And this is what it's like. You know how when sometimes you're sleepy and you're in front of the TV set and you nod off and then you wake up and you see, you know, the TV's still on, you see people and then you nod off a little bit and then you wake up, that kind of thing? That's exactly what it's like. Only it isn't just nodding off, closing your eyes. It's like you nodded off for a few minutes and you wake up. Because what happened was, there's all this activity. He says, see you later. And I'm thinking, yeah, sure. And he pumps in the juice. And I just decide, well, I think I'll just nod off. And then I woke up a few minutes later, what I thought was a few minutes later. And there's a nurse standing there, and she's doing stuff. There's all this, you know, sort of activity. And I thought I was asking a stupid question when I said, is it over? I thought she was going to say, oh, no, we still have, you know, some more prep. And I said, is it over? She goes, oh, yeah. Like that. Really? Okay. Because I the only other time I've been knocked out for surgery is when I had my wisdom teeth out. That was like when I was 22. And it was the same thing. It was like, okay, you guys are And that was it. And, but like I say, you got to have this fucking test, ideally, every 5 years. And I've been very remiss. I shouldn't say every 5 years. You should have it as often as the doctor recommends it. Like, he wants me to come back in another year. And I think it's probably, well, I know why. I haven't been, you know, I haven't been regular with this test. And some will say 5 years. Maria told me that she said to her doctor, you said not to come back for 5 years. I would never say that. We want to see you guys in less than that. Yeah. So I don't fucking know, but that's what I've heard. So that's why I was hung up a little bit this week. But I was cool, and I drove home. We went out, and I was so goddamn hungry because all day Wednesday, I had to fast, and I had to flush. Pardon me for saying. Couldn't eat a goddamn thing other than chicken broth. And I'm here to tell you, man. And even though I was drinking a lot of water, you know, you're cleaning your system out. So the middle of the night, I had a raging headache that I could not get rid of for love or money. I dropped, and I couldn't take aspirin because it's a blood thinner. I could take Tylenol. I took 6 fucking Tylenol, and it barely killed that headache. It finally, but barely, killed that motherfucking headache. And so I basically got shit for sleep. So when I went in, I was thinking, I may not even need to be anesthetized, man. I'm so goddamn tired, but be that as it may. But I, so when I got out of that and got in the car, I was hungry and thirsty. I hadn't had anything to drink since 11 o'clock the previous night, and nothing to eat, you know, nothing substantial to eat in 24 hours. You know, probably did me a world of good. But anyway, I was starving, and dehydration will give you a major headache. That's what was causing it. I went out and got, what do you think I got? I had a hankering for Chinese food. And I got my favorite thing of all time in Chinese food is Szechuan chicken. Not Kung Pao. I don't like the goddamn peanuts. Szechuan chicken is like a spicy garlic sauce chicken. It's a beautiful thing. And then I like that hot and sour soup, as you probably know. Because last fall when I had the cold, you remember when I had the cold? I was going from one Chinese restaurant to the next throughout the central coast of California because I didn't want the proprietors of any one restaurant thinking I was some weirdo just coming in to order their hot and sour soup every fucking day. And seriously, that's how goofy I got about it. And my favorite little Chinese restaurant up here, Mandarin, what the hell's the name of that restaurant? Mandarin Wok, something, you know, they all start with the name Mandarin. They loved seeing me the first, oh, Mr. Andre, how are you doing? Good. Great. Now I'm in the second night. Oh, you still like the hot and sour? Yeah. Hot and sour's good. Third night. Hot and sour? Yeah. Fourth night. Here comes that weirdo. So, go from that one. I tried to find a really good one in Thousand Oaks. I couldn't. The Lakeview Terrace in Westlake Village, that was great. The Mandarin Walk in Port Hueneme, great. There's another Mandarin something or other in the Jans Mall. That's great. I went to a couple on Teo Boulevard. They sucked. I don't know about you, but I don't like going into any fucking restaurant where half the tables haven't been bussed yet. You know, they're still sitting there with plates of food on them. Forget it, man. It ain't that I'm a snob. It's like I don't like disease and I don't like flies, you know, and I don't like sitting around somebody else's half-eaten fucking food while I'm ordering. You know what? Get out of here, man. No food's good enough that's worth that. So that was the end of that. And today, what I really wanted was some Mongolian barbecue, you know, and the one Mongolian barbecue restaurant on Thousand Oaks Boulevard, that was the situation. Half-eaten fucking food laying around, this, I get out, split, man. So, is there a cat back here? I think there's a cat back here. I had some Chinese food, man. I siphoned that shit down. I mean, I inhaled it. Just, you know, some green tea, water, diet, Pepsi, middle of the day on a work day. I'm not doing anything heavier than that. I can't fucking believe Vegas. What's with Vegas, an expansion team? And they're number one in the goddamn division. In the conference, I think, even. What the hell is that? I thought expansion teams are supposed to suck for the first 5 or 6 years. What the hell's going on? What makes these guys so smart? How dare they be smart and get good players? How'd that happen? How about that? Vegas is up there. They think their shit doesn't stink. Oh, yeah. Vegas, Cleveland Frankie, I'm talking to you, man. I got to get up there and see a game. I definitely got to get up there and see a game. I think what I'm going to do is this. I'll talk about it on the chat tomorrow. I'm just going to surprise you guys. I'm just going to say, I'm in Vegas. Where's Cleveland Frankie? Where are you guys? I'll be here. That's what I'm going to do. I'll just surprise you guys. Whoever shows up, I'll go to there. I'll go all the towns that I know where you guys are. I'll surprise. Tampa. Got a lot of people in Tampa. I'll go to, Pennsylvania, Ohio, upper Midwest, West Coast, mountain states. Yeah. LA King, 93 points with 4 games left. How many points you get in the NHL for a win? 2 or 3? Because that's 8 points. Or it's 12 points. There's a guy on the Kings named Pasternak. I don't know why I mentioned that to you. Because there was a Pasternak who was a author, Boris Pasternak, who wrote Dr. Zhivago. And then there was Louis Pasternak. I'm kidding. It was Louis Pasteur. All right. Was it Boris Pasternak? I don't know. She came from planet Claire. Here I am sitting in half darkness. I guarantee the light will be in tomorrow. Now it's just my fault. Now I'm just lazy. So last night, or yesterday, or the day before, I think it was the day before yesterday, I discovered a group on Twitter that's way, way out there. And you guys may know this group. They are Trump supporters. They got to be the hardcore base. And they believe that Donald Trump is from another planet. And I'm not kidding. And I'm not kidding. I am not kidding. I swear to God. And they've got followers. Their main cats, like the one guy is Fed Up With Swamp is the name of this guy's handle on Twitter. Go check it out. He talks about Q and all these hidden coded messages. And they're on some message board. I think it's the old, whatever you guys call the old internet. The HTML internet. The old message boards. I don't know what you call them. But they have a name. And you guys that are really savvy with the internet know what I'm talking about. And there's a lot of cats that are online now that go way back to those days. Like early 90s. Even the 80s. And they tend to be very, anyway, that's who a lot of these dudes are, right? And they've got like 30,000 followers, and I'm serious, man. This guy Fed Up With Swamp, he's got like 30,000 followers. Now, one of his main followers, at the very top of his follower list, I noticed, is a mental health advocate. So I began to think, I wonder if these are legitimate followers or if a lot of them are, psychiatrists, or some of them just follow for kicks, for entertainment. What are we talking about? But these dudes communicate, first of all, every misspelling of a Trump tweet they think is, he misspelled it. This is, Q is trying to tell, and I don't know if Trump is Q or if Q is Q and Trump is something else, but Trump and Q are like, in communication. And Trump, when he misspells something, So it's, to you and I, we laugh if he misspells something. To these guys, there's nothing accidental. Everything is meaningful, And I discovered something else. They're always finding something. They're heavy into the pederast thing and the pedophile thing. They haven't gotten over Pizzagate. Everybody is the scum of the earth and nuts on the left. Every liberal is a scumbag. But it goes beyond that. It goes to it's a massive conspiracy, Now, somebody said something once that I thought was fantastic. They said, how do you connect the dots when the whole page is black? See? And that's what it is with these guys. The whole page is black. Everything is suspect. So they're not really connecting any dots. There's nothing that they're doing. If you take a look at it, maybe I should go on and ask them that. Say, if everything is suspect, then you guys are not connecting any dots. Just reality is suspect to you. I know I'll take a lot of shit. I know they'll tell me to fuck off and go away and go to hell and, you know, every other thing. And, you know, hey, you know, we know who you are. I used to listen to you. You suck. You know, whatever. But that's why we'll have on General Galen Shaw and Frank Gray, because they went over and talked to these people, and they'll give us their, you know, their read on it. And then I will be redundant with my, you know, medical procedure. I'll talk about that. Don't you? I'm down to these glasses now. I had seven pair. That's the next thing I'm doing. I'm getting my goddamned eyes checked to get a regular pair of glasses. Oh, you'll like this. Or maybe I ought to save this for the show. It's not that big of a deal, but let me write it down. The anesthetologist, and again, I didn't have surgery today, guys. This was a regular exam that you should get when you're over 50. But you are generally sedated for it because it takes about a half an hour to an hour. And they give you the recommendation. You can be take light sedation, medium, or you can just knocked out for it. I said, just knock me out, okay? Just write down. So as I'm getting ready to do this thing, doing my paperwork the day before, she says to me, all right, sir, now, Mr. Hendry, you need a facility fee, whatever that is. My insurance covers it, but I think the facility fee is if in case you fucking, what is this? Some kid's crying? 24, 5 shots, 2 hits, plus 1 rating. Is he the goaltender? He looks like he's bawling. What's he crying about? Dustin Brown? Is he the goaltender for the Kings? Anyway, this was what the guy was like. But I got the sound down. He's like, I'm going, what the fuck is wrong with him? Turns out that's his normal face. He is. The girl's laughing. The Fox correspondent is like, you know, smiling. And like, really? And he's just, but he's not crying. He's just, you know, and we just played a great game. That's all I can tell you. He looked like he was bawling. So you see, there's a facility fee, Mr. Henry. And then there's the anesthetologist fee, and you need cash or a check. I said, oh, he doesn't, what about a credit card? She goes, he doesn't have a credit card machine. Now, I don't know about you, but when I hear someone say he doesn't have a credit card machine, I'm generally dealing with some dude at a swap meet, you know? Or I'm talking to the paper boy, or the kids that are selling Girl Scout cookies. They just got done selling the Girl Scout cookies. You know, have you got to take a credit card? If they don't, I understand. If they do, hey, lucky for me, you know, you can get the app. You can put it on your phone. Everybody can take a credit card now. So I began to, I said, doesn't take a credit card. How old? And I said, how old is this guy? She says, well, he's worked with the doctor before, you know, and suddenly they're freaking out. Well, if you, I said, no, I'm just curious how he's doing business. I mean, how do you do business like that? What do you mean he doesn't have a credit card machine? He's the anesthetologist. My life is basically going to be in his hands. And he's and for me, not being that business savvy was a little bit of a flag. Wasn't a heavy-ass thing, but for them it was heavy, because the next thing I know, both doctors have been called. And, oh, yeah, this guy, Hendry, he's got a real issue, this, that. The main doctor calls and says, oh, it's not a problem. I just, you know, wanted, oh, you know, okay. So you got to, no, I have no problem. It's cool. You know, I said, one of the problems was I asked her, what's the doctor, what's the anesthetologist's name? Well, she gave me the last name. I said, okay, do you know what his first name is? Because obviously I wanted to Google this guy, find out, well, how long has he been in practice? What's the story? Well, I looked him up. The guy's board certified. He's 9 years out of school and out of, you know, in practice for 9 years. He's a young guy in his 30s, but he's totally, you know, professional, and he obviously is, you know, experienced and a goddamn good doctor. I mean, he's associated with a great facility, Los Robles Medical Center, where I went when I, you know, busted and got my black eye. Anyway, so that gets chilled out, and I write a check, and I come in yesterday morning, and when he comes in to see me, I finally meet him. Say, hey, Doc, how you doing? I said, I'm sorry I gave you a hard time. He says, no, it's okay. My friend showed me how to download the app finally. Yeah, my friend showed me how to do it. It turned into a big fucking thing. I started something I didn't mean to. and I'm really sorry, and I didn't want to cast aspersions on him. He's a great doctor, and he was terrific today, and all that stuff. So his friend says, yeah, my buddy, he showed me how to do it. I said, a credit card machine, you don't have to have. He said, no, I know. I got it on my phone. I said, I know how it is. I'm not tech savvy either. I said, I have a business. I take all the credit cards that I possibly can, and I probably shouldn't. It's not a good idea. I do, and I'm not saying that I regret it, but a lot of, American Express ain't exactly cheap for a merchant. But that's okay. Most of the business we do here on our website, most of you guys are through PayPal, which came as a bit of a surprise to me. Although, now that I think about it, no, it ain't, because it's a much, much easier way of doing things if you don't have a credit card. And obviously, you don't want to send fucking money through the mail. PayPal's great. I'd say it's almost running, 50-50 credit card business and PayPal business. And then I felt guilty for bringing it up. I felt like shit, the poor guy. I didn't mean to make a big fucking deal. I know, because they called the other doctor and what the fuck's wrong with this motherfucker? Come on. What the fuck is wrong with this thing, man? These pull tabs are like, forget it. Does not work. Doesn't work for me. Does not work for me. I'm drinking this fucking 25 calorie ginger beer. It's like non-fat ginger beer. 25 calories, it ain't bad. It ain't zero, but it ain't, Look at that, man. It's the stupidest. Yeah, so here comes Henry, the pain in the ass. Now what is this motherfucker? This next week? I finally got an email from these guys. That's next week? Yeah, it's next week. Second win of the season, Jack Campbell. He's the goalie, Jack Campbell. Kings are with the Ducks, then they're home against the Avalanche, the Wild, and the Stars. And that's it? Is that the end of the season? We got 4 games left. At Anaheim tomorrow night, 6:30. And then at home against the Avalanche, the Wild, and the Stars. How are the Ducks doing? I think the Ducks are in I think the Ducks are in the playoffs, right? No? I say that I haven't followed hockey, even though I'm doing a little more. I'm doing it more. I'm following hockey more and more, and I know a lot of the rules too. I don't know what offsides means. It ain't the same thing in foot like it is in football. It's totally different. It's like they'll say offsides, and I'll go, what happened? Oh, he's offsides. Where's the ball? You see, you go to a hockey game, I'm going to the ball game. No, I'm going to the puck game. See, I don't know. This is a stand-up act that I'm doing now, right? I could go on and do this in character. See, I'm just now getting into hockey. I don't know if anybody you do. And now, Billy Jones, something I'm just now getting into hockey. I don't know if you seen this game, but they have a puck. It's what they call a puck. It's like a disc. So you don't say I'm going to go to the ball game. You say I'm going to the puck game, and you go and you sit and you watch. Pretty exciting. All of the skating, back and forth. And then the guy says, icing the puck. Okay, I don't know what that means. You figure the puck's already iced. Pretty good. It's on the ice, man, and it can't get any more iced. All right. Ooh, shit. What is this? Okay. Can't get any more iced than it is, You know what I'm saying? It's pretty goddamn well iced. Gets any more iced, it'll be, you won't be able to see it. Hey, man, what's the story here, Jack? Why are my stickers not coming up, Jack? Huh? Why is this not opening up? What a fucking pain in the ass that was. Okay, good. Now, let's open this motherfucker up. Why is it not opening up all of a sudden? Well, there it is. Show all windows. I'm telling you, man, there's some real weird shit happening now, man. I don't know why that will not open properly, but I did something that I should not have done, and now I done did what I should not have did. You dig? What is that? What in the fuck is that? I'm just trying to figure something out here, folks. I'm so sorry. I am very much Sorry, but I am trying to figure out why I cannot. What in the fuck is wrong with this thing? It will not open up, man. It will not open up, man. What is the problem here now? It's the same fucking. It's driving me fucking nuts. Now what? Now I got no fucking stickers? Jesus Christ. Okay. Oh, that's great, man. So thank you very much. So now I don't have that. What happened to my. Where are my options here, man? That's what I'm looking for. Finder. Here we go. Desktop. Delete note. Good. Now. There we go. Who's this from? There we go. Jesus Christ. What a fucking pain in the ass that was. That was a pain in the ass. Alrighty, duty. Duty. Howdy, duty. Duty, daddy. Print. I own that motherfucker. Bang. Excuse me. All right, man. We are ready to go. No two ways about it, man. We're ready to go. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yes, that is absolutely correct. Yes, Phil.
And what are they saying?
Well, the people that I'm intending, that there was a meeting of about 3 or 4.
There was a meeting?
Well, what I'm saying is that at the halfway house, there were 3 or 4.
Some say she's from Mars. All right, man. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing. All right. Fuck if I know, man. I always do this. Testing, testing. Testing, 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 testing. Phil Hendry Show. I always ride the master all out of 100%. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. It goes. What is this? I don't want calendar, motherfucker. Just get it out of here. There we go. All right, here we go. Testing 1, 2, 3. What are we starting with? That's it.